Racing in Shawnigan Lake School Colors, Canadian Senior National Team members Shannon Kennedy, Grace Van Den Broek, Mary Lou DuVernay Tardif and Katie Clark made up the women's quad that won Princess Grace Challenge Cup at the prestigious Henley Royal Regatta July 2-7 in Henley on Thames. The women's quad won in a time of 7.49, ahead of a boat from Lausanne Sports Avoirin, Switzerland, Shawnigan Lake School that featured another Canadian. Notably, the boat they beat included Carling Zeman, a two-time Canadian Olympian, said a report from Rowing Canada. It was a unique and exciting race, as some of the Canadian team members had recently competed alongside Zeman at the final Olympic and Paralympic qualification regatta, adding an interesting dynamic to the competition. It's tradition for the world-class rowers to compete not under their country's banner but for a school or club meaningful to them, and Rowing Canada and Shawnigan Lake School have had a partnership for many years. Last year, the Canadian lightweight duo of Jill Moffat and Jenny Casson also wore Shawnigan Lake School colours for the race, unexpectedly outpacing the British double from Twickenham Rowing Club and Leander Club to take the women's double sculls event. Also last year, the Canada's women's eight wore the colours of the Maple Bay Rowing Club as a tribute to Maple Bay rower Rick Tull, who died earlier in the summer while rowing on Quamichin Lake. The 2023 crew of Kirsten Edwards, Alexis Kronk, Kasia Gruchola-Wesirski, Morgan Rosts, Avalon Wastneys of Campbell River, Jessica Sevick, Brentwood College School graduate Sydney Payne, Christina Walker, and Cox Kristen Kitt went on to win the Remenham Challenge Cup, Canada's first win in the Remenham since 2015. The women's quad wasn't the only Canadian group of four to win. With a time of 7.53, the Canadian senior national team's women's four of Piper Battersby, Lee Till, Shea DePavia, and Morgan Rosts won the 2024 Town Challenge Cup over the Leander Boat Club, A Boat. Overall, Canada had seven boats competing at the regatta under Canadian club colours, while Canadians competing for other countries also found success. Crews were tested against strong competition, challenging conditions, and the pressure of racing with close spectators and cameras broadcasting all over the world, said Dane Lawson, a coach at National Training Centre. The crews did a great job sticking to their racing process, and this should be a really positive experience and a stepping stone towards future international performances. Dubbed the best 2,112 meters of rowing in the world, the Henley is a bucket list race for some but an annual challenge for others.